time for the conversation we have most Tuesday mornings with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership. If you go to our website, kvcrnews.org, and put in our search function, John Husing, you'll be able to find Dr. Husing's commentaries explaining sector by sector his economic forecast for the Inland Empire this year. He's done several of them over the past several weeks. When last we heard Dr. Husing a couple of weeks ago, he was talking about how we here have lucked out with the strong dollar, which means imports are up, which is good for the IE's most robust economic sector, the warehouse, fulfillment, and shipping industries, collectively known as logistics.
Also, another thing that will be affected here is the lower oil prices should leave more money in people's pockets to spend on retail. Now, it's not showing up yet, but they haven't really gotten accustomed to the fact that gasoline prices, anything that oil is involved in, have become somewhat cheaper. Therefore, the people spending out of their income should go up. That should also drive imports a little higher because of the fact that imports are less expensive. And then, again, the result of that should be to make the sector quite strong.
Hmm. Is there any downside for the IE to lower petroleum prices?
Not for the Inland Empire, okay. No. In Kern County, yeah, because they have the oil-producing area. North Dakota, definitely. Texas, the Texas miracle tends to go up and down with oil prices, so they're getting hurt over
Texas. So it's just all good for us, then?
On this particular issue, absolutely. Okay. It is all good. So that's the logistics sector. One other thing that's important there is one of the things that logistics helps drive is construction. The logistics sector in December of 2014, there was 16.9 million square feet of logistics operations being built. Mm-hmm. That year, we absorbed 16.1 million square feet on a net basis, companies moving into the Inland Empire to take space. Mm-hmm. So you build 16.9, you immediately fill 16.1. It's pretty much in equilibrium. And I throw out those numbers because there's a lot of controversy about how much logistics construction is going on. The fact is, as fast as we're building it, we're filling it. And 16.9 million is actually a little bit low for this region. It, for a long time, averaged 20. The facilities in Moreno Valley that are so controversial, largely to people living west of Moreno Valley, not so much in the city itself, that is actually a little bit more than 2 years worth of our average construction is all you're really talking about over there. Mm-hmm. So it is not that big a deal compared to what tends to go on in this marketplace. And that should probably pick up those construction figures in that area just simply because there's the demand, particularly coming now out of fulfillment. It's going to help cities because fulfillment centers throw off enormous retail sales taxes, which go to the city where they're domiciled. Mm. So, for instance, an Amazon facility of 1 million square feet roughly represents about $5 million a year into a city's budget. So if you, okay, Amazon is sort of the king in that business, but if you lower those numbers, let's say you cut everything in half, it's still $2.5 million a year into police and fire and parks and rec and all the rest of it. And the lesson there is it's no longer retail centers that are going to really be helping city budgets. It's e-commerce and fulfillment facilities, which is something that a lot of the retail a lot of the city folks haven't really caught up with yet.
So malls are on the downside then, huh?
Again, when I ask my audiences who didn't buy online, it's one or two people. And I always laughingly say their citizenship is forfeit. But our vacancy rate in industrial facilities was at 12.8% in 2009. Today, it's only 4.5%.
Oh.
So we've actually absorbed more than we've built to bring those vacancy rates down like.
John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.